And let's grab our Bibles, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11 this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 11. We're glad you're here today. Amen. It's a holiday time. Last Sunday of the year. A lot of people gone, traveling, sleeping in. But we're going to have a good time. Amen. We're always, always glad to be in the Lord's house on Sunday. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 12. I'll give you a moment to find that. Deuteronomy 11, 12. If you have that, we'll ask you to stand and stretch in honor for the reading of God's Word. You're not going to have to look up a lot of verses today. You usually don't most of the time on Sunday morning. But if we look at this one, this will be good enough, I think, and we'll go from there. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 12. It says, "The land which the Lord thy God careth for, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year." Read that verse one more time. It's our text verse this morning. "A land which the Lord thy God careth for, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year." Let's pray, and then you may be seated. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we're thankful, Lord, for the opportunity to be in your house today. Thankful for those that have come. Pray now, Lord, that you'd bless this time, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated. Our text this morning, or part of the verse anyway, "The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it." Then notice, "from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year." Hopefully you'll listen carefully here. The Israelites were about to go into the promised land. Now don't forget, the year would be about 1451 B.C., but it was an eventful year they were about to have. They're getting ready to enter into a new year. Going to be an extremely eventful year for them. More things are going to take place by way of change, probably, than just about any time in their history here. I won't say it for exact sure, but one of the most changing times in the history of the nation of Israel. They've got a lot of things getting ready to take place. It's going to be a lot of contrast going on. Moses speaks to them at the first of the year, just about time to be the first of the year. He's still alive yet. He's still there. Of course, he doesn't venture into the promised land with them. But he's still giving them some advice here. He's still their leader. And he knows what they're going to face. God showed him what's to come. And they're going to have a very eventful year. He knows that, and he knows all the facts. Amen. God's the one who inspired him. Amen. And so the Jews began wandering and suffering in the wilderness, and he knows that they're about to get to the place, enter into the promised land. Now, in this year, they're going to cross that Jordan River. And after they cross that Jordan River, they're going to fight a battle, amen. They're going to fight a lot of battles, but the first one is going to be at Jericho. They're going to be fighting a battle there, amen. Now, it's 451 B.C. Same year, they're going to also, though, lose a battle right after getting a great victory at Jericho. That battle is going to be Ai, and it's going to be several reasons why they lost that, but ultimately we'll just use the big one that everybody always knows about, the sin of Achan. Played, obviously, a humongous role in that problem that they had there. And so Achan's hidden sin cost them a lot. Now, in this year, they will conquer the land of Canaan. From the wilderness, they cross the Red Sea, to cross the Jordan River, victorious at Jericho, then defeated at Ai, and conquering the land all in one year. This is going to take place. Now, Moses is reminding them of something here. He's saying, listen, don't forget this. And then he reminds them, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, here's what he's telling them. The eyes of the Lord are always upon you. Always. From the beginning to the end of the year. Always upon you. He didn't want them to, it's a basic truth, I know, but it's overlooked so often by all of us. He didn't want them to overlook it. He said, well, what do you mean? Hey, think about this. How come you're always looking in your rearview mirror when you're driving down the street? What are you looking for? How come you see a car with a red light on top? What does that right foot do? Your foot always moves. You know it's true. If it didn't, you probably didn't see what it was. Your foot moves from one pedal to the other. I was coming today, and this a couple weeks ago, this I-180 expressway into downtown, and they always got, not always, but sometimes they got in the afternoon, cops sitting down there. My first thought in my mind is, watch it, there's a cop. Now, I wasn't speeding, but that's what you think, even if you're not speeding. I mean, for me, I could probably be going 15 or 20 miles an hour in a 35-mile zone, and I'm still going to move my foot. Whoop. Why? Because I'm being watched. Why do you? Because you know when you see that, you're being watched. Now, as honorary as some of you are, you probably need to be watching out for the cops watching for you. But we always do better when we're being watched. Now, Moses is saying, folks, you got a busy year ahead of you. You've been wandering through the wilderness all these years, and you're going to start out in the wilderness, but you're going to cross over Jordan River. You're going to have a battle, big city, going to take it down, Jericho. Then you're going to go against a little city, fight what should have been a little battle, and you're going to fail. And you're going to have to realize that, hey, listen, from the beginning to the end, somebody's watching you, and that's the Lord. You're going to be watched. And all these things that you're going to go through, I mean, you're going to cross, you're going to come to Jericho, you're going to have a battle, you're going to fight there, okay? You're going to encompass the city, you're going to follow the instructions that God gives, you're going to see the city, I mean, after they march around, all that, you know, if you know the story, most of you, I'm sure, do, or have heard some of it anyway. They march around on the seventh day, where they blow the trumpet, what happens? All the walls, what? Fall down, and time to go in for the kill, and it's big victory time, right? He said, that's what you're going to have. You're going to see a great miracle. You're going to see a great victory. And you're going to be living on the mountaintop. But don't forget, the eyes of the Lord are still upon you, even on the mountaintop. Because then you're going to have some sin come in. Going to come into the camp. The secret sin of Achan. The secret sin of stealing that coat. That secret sin of stealing that gold from the city of Jericho. You're going to have that happen. And because of it, defeat will come. But don't forget, even while you sin and you have a failure because of it, the eyes of the Lord are still upon you. From the beginning of the year, Moses says, till the end of the year. So year round, all year, the Lord's watching. Then he said, listen, folks, you will conquer the entire land. You will know what it's like to languish in defeat, but then you're going to bounce back after you've scraped the bottom, and you're going to rejoice in great victory by conquering the land. So you'll be back to the top again. But remember, through all of that, the eyes of the Lord are upon you from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. He is going to be watching you. You will know what it's like to be at the very tip top of the mountain, but you're also going to know what it's like to be at the very deepest, darkest, lowest point of the valley. You're going to have an up and down year a little bit. A lot of battles. A lot of things going on, but a lot of victories. Some defeat too, though. And you're going to have to deal with it. And you got to remember one thing, though. God is there, and His eyes are on you the entire time, from the beginning to the end. In the good days and in the bad days. In righteousness and in sin. The Lord will be there from the beginning to the end. It's a simple truth. But we don't ever say much about it when it comes to adults. Hey, we teach the kids about it, don't we? We always do. Sunday school teachers do. Junior church workers do. They always sing that song, "Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. For what the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do." What do they say then? "Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Because the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful," what? "Little tongue," for some of you not so little. "Be careful, little tongue, what you say," right? "Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear." That's what we teach them. Then we need to teach the big kids, the adult kids, that it's a simple truth, but it's true. God hears everything you say. God sees everything you and I do. God knows everything that goes on. His eyes are in every place, looking from the beginning of the year to the end. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you hear. Be careful where you go. Because the Father up above is looking down in love. Be careful. So Moses was teaching them this very same truth. I don't know if he had the song down, but he was teaching them the very same truth. Moses, one of the wisest men in the Bible. Moses, one of the, if not the greatest, outside of Christ, of course, greatest leader maybe ever in the Bible. I mean, he had a great monumental task leading those people out of Egypt and leading them through that wilderness all that time. There probably wasn't much of a greater leader in the Bible than him. Great leader. Wise man. Had much favor with God. He taught them this truth. It's almost 1451 B.C. and he says, "Listen, this is going to be a year of victory. But wait a minute, it's going to be a year of defeat too. Wait a minute, though, it's going to be a year of mountaintops, so it's going to be a year with some valleys in it too, and then you'll come back to the mountaintop again. It's going to be a year that's going to be up and down, a year of shadows, but also sunshine. But don't forget, whether on the mountaintop or in the valley below, every year, every day, every moment, every month, every minute, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, the eyes of the Lord are going to be upon you the entire time. Don't forget." Oh, I wish we'd get that. I wish kids in school would get that, amen. That the eyes of the Lord are upon you even when you're at school, amen. When you take a test and you're trying to cheat, amen. God's watching you, amen. I wish you'd remember that. I'm sorry, over here. I wish you'd remember that. Remember that. Remember when you get in trouble. Yeah, I was thinking about Travis. When you say what you shouldn't say, Travis. I'm sorry. That slipped out. God's eyes are upon you the entire time. God's eyes are upon you. Oh, men, working your job. Remember, God's there. Remember the dirty jokes. God's there. Remember the filth that they try to utter. God's there. Remember, no matter what's there, remember the lewd calendars they keep up in their office desk, right? God's there. God's there. God's there. God's there. God sees it all. God sees it all. So I don't think anybody will see me. Stay up late at night, watching a dirty movie on the television set. Kids are asleep. Wife's asleep. Doesn't matter. God's still there. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. From the beginning of the year to the end. He's still watching. He's still watching. He's still watching. Oh, everything that you do in 2013, God's eyes will see you do it. Bless God. What a truth that is if we just grasp it. We teach it to our boys. We teach it to our little girls. But let every adult hear it this morning. Let every teenager hear it this morning. Let every age saint hear it this morning. And let us live in 2013 with a conscience, amen, that what we do, what we hear, what we say, where we go, what we read, where our feet lead to, what our hands do, are constantly underneath the full-time inspection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the judge. He knows all we do. He knows all we hear. He knows all we see. He knows all from beginning to end. And there's one key word here, and that's the word always. Always. God doesn't make spot checks. Amen. I make spot checks on the teenagers over here sometimes. See what they're all doing, what they're supposed to be doing. Then one of them's talking, and I got to sit there and stare at them until everybody's looking at them, and then they stop. God's not like that, though. He doesn't make spot checks. He's got his eye on you the entire time. He's got his eyes on everybody the entire time. He's got a big eyeball, amen. He can see everybody. He's got it all. And so there are no spot checks. God always watches, always watches. Number one. Number one this morning, I'll give you two things. Number one, God will see you in the wilderness. God will see you in the wilderness. They're going to start off the year in the wilderness. Moses says, God will see you in the wilderness of this new year coming up. Now, I think that's a wonderful thought. Did you know God will see you no matter what happens? You got to go to the funeral home? God will see you when you're sitting beside a loved one. Your heart might be crushed. You think the sun will never shine again and the clouds are there to stay forever, but remember the eyes of the Lord are upon you. He knows what you're going through. We can't always relate to everybody, but He can relate to you about everything. About everything. Remember that. Did you know when you're in the hospital room and you're waiting for surgery, maybe it's within an hour or two, and the nurse comes, probably an hour, comes with that needle, you know. Now they put them in through the IV so much, but they give you that shot. What's going to happen? Your tongue's going to get thick. Your eyelids are going to get heavy as your eyes get blurry. Some of you are blurry all the time anyway, but soon you're going to be rolled off to have that surgery. So I'm going to be all by myself. My family's not going to be there anymore. Wait a minute. The eyes of the Lord are still there. The entire time. He's with you the whole time. He's with you the whole time. Amen. He'll leave you. He'll never leave thee, never forsake thee. His eyes will be there. You dear ladies and gentlemen, you come to church maybe in pain. Maybe you have a hard time making it and coming. The eyes of the Lord are upon you. God knows the sacrifice you make. God knows every pain you feel. God knows every heartache you have in your life. God knows every tear that you shed. The eyes of the Lord will be upon you from the beginning of the year to the end. By the way, you'll have some wilderness in 2013, I'm sure. Probably everybody in this room will shed some tears at some point. 2013 may hold for you a surgeon's knife for some. May hold you by a bedside with a dying loved one. Hopefully not, but it could. Probably will for somebody in our church. It may hold you standing beside a graveside somewhere. It may hold you standing beside a casket. Maybe of your beloved father or mother. Maybe a husband, wife, or a brother or sister. You never know. You never know. Hopefully it won't, but you never know. It could. Could certainly for somebody here. It may hold for you a dark wilderness of some kind, some shape, some form. A valley of shadows, if you will. But bless God, His eyes are on you the entire time. He sees everything. There isn't anything He doesn't see. God's eyes are there. Number two this morning, God will see you in Canaan also. God will see you in Canaan. That's the point. God will see you in Canaan. So they'll spend some time at the beginning of the year in the wilderness. But then they are going into Canaan land. It is coming. They will be crossing over the Jordan River. Now, what goes on in Canaan land? They're going to be having some victories there in that land. Amen. And that's the place of victory. But they'll face some defeat there too. But then they'll have more victory as they conquer the rest of the land. Now, in Zechariah 4:10, don't turn to it, but I'll read it. It says this, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the whole earth." You know, I remember one time I was living in Texas. I was a bus captain in our church there. And I remember we was out very late one time on a on Saturday. And we always go on Saturdays. We visit the bus route. In fact, we're almost always out till 5 or 6 back in those days. But this particular Saturday, we were out really late. It was like between 8 and 9 o'clock hour, and was getting ready to head back from, we was up in Jefferson, Texas, a town north of another town we used to go to called Marshall, Texas, and that's where my main route was, but we picked up some people in Jefferson, Texas, and was getting ready to make about 35-minute drive back to Longview, and a couple of fellas was with me, and one of them said, "Boy, I sure hope preacher knows how hard we're working for this big day." Yeah, that'd be nice if preacher knew about how hard they're working. But I said, that's not what's most important. I said, what's most important is the Lord know how hard we're working for this big day so we can hit our goal tomorrow. Amen. Guess what? His eyes are there. The preacher of our church, the pastor of our church may not have known we was out there, but that wasn't what was important. What was important was the eyes of the Lord were upon us, amen, and watching everything that we're doing. And that's what mattered, was the eyes of the Lord. By the way, he was the one that was going to bless, amen. By the way, we did reach that goal the next day, amen. But listen, soul winners, when it's nippy outside, wintertime, we're out soul winning. Remember, the eyes of the Lord are upon you. He sees that you're going through. So, boy, the world all being out in this cold. Well, want rewards from God, he sees you. He don't miss a thing, amen. It's impossible sometimes with the weather to find somebody to try to win, and you try to pray and ask the Lord to help lead you and guide you to somebody. Listen, folks, it'll work. I did that just Thursday morning, man. It's like 4 degrees out. Man, I just thought I was by myself. I didn't have a partner. I don't go door to door by myself without somebody with me. And I was out, I had my shirt and tie on, but I was going to do some soul winning. I thought, man, what a lousy day. I thought, it's 4 degrees, ain't nobody going to stop and talk to you. And I just prayed and stopped a couple of people, didn't want us to talk too long, come around the corner, there's a guy just walking down the street. I thought, well, I'll try this guy. Guess what? He stopped and talked. I think he would stay there all day. And he was chattering and shivering, but guess what? He listened to me. He took the track. He prayed, asked Christ to save him. Hey, guess what? There are people out there. God knows. Just got to trust him, amen. You pray, ask him, he'll lead you to somebody, amen. He'll lead you to somebody. You just got to trust him, amen. Now, there may be somebody here in the service who says, oh, I work so hard and in our church and do this or that, and I wish the pastor would recognize me like he does so-and-so or somebody else. Well, I'm glad that you work hard, and maybe I will recognize you one day. But it's because I don't see everything you do sometimes or don't always recognize you doesn't mean that the Lord doesn't see everything that you do. Yeah. Amen. Not to please man, but to please the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Remember that. Especially tonight when I recognize a couple people. The Lord sees what you do. The Lord sees what you do. Amen. And that's what's important. The eyes of the Lord from the beginning of the year to the end of the year are upon you. Amen. The eyes of the Lord are always there in every place. Amen. Never. By the way, you know, God never overlooks anybody. Now, I wish I was that way, but I'm not perfect. I know you're shocked, but I'm not perfect. The Lord doesn't ever overlook anybody. So, boy, if he just knew how hard I was working, the Lord knows. He won't overlook you. Amen. And when the reward day comes up in heaven one day, guess what? For anything that you've done for him, amen, the labor that you put in, if you follow the Bible pattern, amen, you'll be rewarded for it. None of it will be overlooked. None of it will be overlooked. God will have seen all of it, and he's got all of it recorded on your behalf. Amen. He doesn't overlook a thing. Now, they're upon you, his eyes, in the wilderness. They're upon you in Canaan. They're always there. Now, when you're tempted this year, maybe to cheat on a test, like I mentioned earlier, remember the eyes of the Lord are upon you. When you're tempted, amen, maybe even this holidays, go on a job, say, well, I'm going to be tempted to do something because preacher won't know about it. I'm going to be tempted to do something because my family won't know about it. I'm going to be tempted to go do something. Maybe tempted. And I'll say, don't do it. And I told Brother Guy, I said, don't do it. Don't take that little nip. And, no, I'm sorry. And, The eyes of the Lord are upon you. The eyes of the Lord are upon you. So when that temptation comes, just remember that the eyes of the Lord are upon you. We need to have enough wisdom, enough sense to realize that there is a holy, just, righteous, mighty God who sees everything we do and who bears all that we say and who knows every place that we go and everything we do. God sees you and I. God sees you. God sees everything you do. God knows every thought you have. God knows it all. Nothing is hidden from his eyes. No words are hushed from his ears. No footprints can be covered up that God does not know about. No fingerprints are disguised because God knows what you do. When the preacher comes by for a visit, sometimes it's amazing how some people scramble. Like a hand grenade was thrown in the room. And I went to a house one time years ago to make a visit. And I could tell that people were surprised by my presence there. And they were somewhat regular attenders at the time. They don't go to our church anymore. This was years ago, but I'd say fairly regular. But more than anything, I had to use the bathroom. And so I thought we'd stop by, see how they're doing. So I came in to the door, knocked on, said, I was hoping I could use your restroom quick. Oh, okay, preacher, come on in. Okay. I go through the living room to go to the bathroom, and I'd been there before, and I'd used the restroom before. There was all these liquor bottles out all over the place there in the living room. Now, I'm always very gracious when I go to somebody's home and visit, and I don't usually say anything about anything like that. When I came back out, I noticed they were all gone. Man, you would think that place was wiped clean. Now, why is that? Because a preacher showed up. Now, it ain't the same thing as God showing up, but in some people's minds, they get convicted, and they thought, oh, man, preacher can't see all this. We better get rid of it. It's amazing. God sees everything. Amen. God sees everything all the time, folks. All the time. All the time. I'll never forget one time a patent that wasn't quite the same thing as having liquor bottles out, but a pastor friend of mine and I were staying someplace, a hotel. He had his kids with him, and we were at a conference actually out in Hammond, Indiana, and we had. I got up in the morning, his kids were kind of ornery, and they had my coat, my trench coat. It was all wrapped up in it like a mummy, on the floor. I guess it must have got cold at night. I got up, used the bathroom, I looked down, I thought, great, they're using my coat for a blanket. It's going to look like a wrinkled mess, And so I get up, I go into the bathroom, and I'm in there, 10 minutes, I come back out. And I look, and my coat's all wrinkled up, hanging on a hanger, and my pastor friend's coat's all wrapped around his kid like a mummy. And I never said a word. But it's amazing, isn't it, how people try to get away with things like that. It's just don't have much to do with the sermon, I guess, but it's just amazing how people try to get away with things like that. I'm sure what happened is the kid grabbed the coat wrapped up in it being cold, thinking it was his dad's coat. And I'm thinking, I never said a word. I thought, man, they think they can pull a fast one on me, don't they? Don't they realize I already looked down there and saw them all wrapped up in my coat. My coat was gray and his was tan, so it was easy to tell the difference. And mine looked like it just got, was stuffed into a box about this big and then pulled out after sitting in it all night, hanging up there. Good grief, I can't wear this. And put the thing in my vehicle and just went in my suit coat. But for Pete's sake. But people, they think sometimes, oh, somebody's going to see this. We've got to hurry up and get away with it. That's why they hide the liquor bottles. That's why they see the preacher coming. They put the cigarettes away. That's why they've got to hide. Amen. Because, well, preacher's going to see it. Guess what? The Lord sees it all the time. The Lord's always there. The eyes of the Lord's always seeing. Listen. What's wrong with this old sin-cursed world of ours, this old generation that's so bad off? The socialist thinking generation, long-haired hippie crowds and so forth, the rebellious bunch, all of these that laugh at indecency and all these things and laugh at all the things of filth and mire, and then they laugh and mock all the things that are good and decent and right. People that do things honorably, they laugh at them. People that do things decently, they laugh and mock them. You know what's wrong with it? We've forgotten that there's a holy, righteous, vengeful, if you will, God He's a wrathful God. Amen. So, well, you don't believe in love. Oh, I believe in love. Yes, I do. I believe in love, but I believe there's a God that also loves good, which means he hates evil and he hates bad. The God who loves heaven hates hell. God who loves righteousness hates sin. God is a vengeful God, a wrathful God, a furious God, as well as a loving God. He pours out his wrath upon those that reject the gospel and reject the word of truth of God. He sends them to hell if they don't get saved when they die. I get a little weary of this new called Burger King religion, if you will, whatever you want to call it. Have it my way. God's sick of that, folks. It's in the book, amen. Do it according to the book, and you'll be going pretty good, amen. Instead of doing it your way or my way or however they say to do it in these groups and these ideas, God gets tired of that, amen. God says, I want you to be clean, not dirty. And my eyes are upon you, amen. Folks, America needs a revival, amen, of preaching of holiness and righteousness and justice of an omnipotent God that sees you, amen, and sees everything you do. Nothing's hidden from God, amen. The dark night on the lone road, the eyes of God were there. The time you smoked a joint of marijuana, the eyes of the God were there, amen. Everything that you've ever done, God has been there and seen it all. Don't forget that. America needs preaching again, amen. Preaching for righteousness' sake, amen. Preaching that right is right and truth is truth. That's what America needs, amen. So may I say to you on the last Sunday morning of this year, pointing toward a new year, if I could give you one word of admonition as your pastor, I would say for 12 months or 52 weeks, this year 53, amen, Sundays, 365 days, I'd say to you, live every moment for the Lord to the complete and fullest of your life, because the eyes of the Lord are upon you from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Amen. And they have been in 2012 too. Let's stand to our feet.